VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is March 10th, 2015. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 588. On today's show, we will learn the importance of branding and how to succeed selling part-time on eBay. We're going to find out one seller's reaction to losing their top-rated seller status. Dun, dun, dun. And explore an online mentoring program. We'll also take your call. But first, it's time for us to go visit the eBay Radio Newsroom. eBay Radio News is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship.
Air, Herbie, and a Party. All feature in today's eBay Radio News for March 10th, 2015. I'm Lee. Last Friday, an eBay seller listed a Ziploc bag with air from a Kanye show.
Air?
Yeah, air. A Ziploc bag filled with air from a Kanye show he had been to recently.
Oh, so it was a bag of hot air.
Uh-huh. Mm. It ended with 90 bidders driving the bids to $60,000. Of course, eBay took it down. You're not allowed to sell air on eBay.
Oh, you're not?
No. You're not allowed to sell ghosts in a Ziploc bag, all kinds of stuff. Well, during the ensuing frenzy, bagged air of items like Ziploc bag of air from Garth Brooks concert and Kanye West concert, air-infused bay leaves.
Ah, jeez.
Another seller was this one's right up your alley. Another seller was selling a bag of flatulence from Kanye for the buy it now price of $5.
How do you collect that?
I don't want to know. It's too much information.
From the top end or the bottom end?
I actually found a seller who eBay hasn't found yet.
Yeah.
Who says he high-fived Kanye and captured his sweat in a plastic bag.
So why would anyone want that?
That was up there last night.
Why would you want that?
It's fun. It's the fun of it. I know.
This is how you have fun?
I know eBay doesn't like it because, you know, these are just, you know, not real. I mean, they're real. You know, if you paid for it, I'm sure the guy would send you the Ziploc bag.
With somebody's sweat in it.
Yeah,
hard to verify. How is that an item not as described?
Really? Really? Well, registration. Are you ready? For the eBay Radio Party and Conference 2015 begins today. Keep tuned to eBay Radio and hear the button being pushed. You'll be told where to go and what to do in just a minute or two.
Every minute. On the minute.
One of the Volkswagen Beetles built for the Herbie the Love Bug movie. You know, every now and then we see another one of these Herbie Love Bug cars, right, on eBay. There were several of them made, that's why, because they pretty much tore them up during the movies. It was featured in the 1980 film Herbie Goes Bananas and was one of two specially built for a scene where it sails through the Panama Canal. And according to the seller, the 1963 car had its engine, transmission, and front suspension removed and fiberglass wheels added to help it float. And then it was sold as a parts car without title when production of the film was complete. And from there, it ended up in a California wrecking yard where it sat for several years. So someone bought it, replaced the rotted floor pan, which brought with it a new title. The current seller then added a working drivetrain with a 1.6-liter engine and four-speed transmission. It sold for $32,100.
That's great. So,
did you like those movies?
No, I didn't want. Those are for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been a child since childhood.
A long time.
Yeah, I became a cranky
old
soul.
Well, see, if you had children, you would have had to go see these movies.
Oh, brother, having children.
See, that's
kids,
what you don't realize.
You know, I look back on my life and I have many regrets. That's not one of them.
Exactly. Well, Griff, here's something that you'll find interesting.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
So it's near 2 minutes overdue now for promoting the eBay Radio Party registration.
I already did.
No, you're going to do it every minute on the minute.
Oh, I'm going to do it every minute on the minute.
I'm going to force you to do this.
Keep tuned to eBay Radio and hear the button being pushed. You'll be told where to go and what to do in just a minute or two. The Columbus Dispatch is...
You know how this thrills me.
The Columbus Dispatch is reporting an interesting find.
Oh, really?
First, they thought they were trash and started to throw them away.
No.
Then someone noticed that the audience seats being cleared out of the Whitehall City Council chambers in Whitehall, Ohio, were not junk. And somebody says, you know, I think these are worth something. I think people collect these. In fact, they're Herman Miller Eames fiberglass shell chairs. You know those, I mean, to me, they're just awful-looking plastic scoop chairs.
Yeah, but they're hot to the for the kiddies today looking for collectibles.
Oh, yes. These had the authenticity stamped on their undersides. And since then, they've been selling
just
them
like
on eBay at a steady clip. They've pulled in so far nearly $5,000 for the city so far, more than the cost of the chairs that replace them.
Oh, good.
So why are these things so, I mean, they're plastic.
They're evocative.
DMV seats. That's what they remind me of.
They're evocative of an era which people our age don't find this evocative of anything but a time in our lives. These are younger people who weren't born who think, ooh, remember how you used to feel about, like, the Victorian times?
Oh, yeah. I bought an oak ice chest, for instance, back in the 60s.
And you're as old as you are, and you are ancient, you are not old enough to be called Victorian. So that's romantic to you. But if you lived through Victorian times, it's not romantic.
Exactly.
Well, we lived through the 50s and 60s, and, you know, big deal. But to young kids, you know, that are looking for something on which to hang their style, they're going to go for something that they find to be attractive and nostalgic. And for them, it's Mad Men, mid-century modern, all the hot rage right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I used to have a set of those chairs in my barn in the underneath in Vermont towards the river. I think we had a flood and they might have swam away. But
didn't at one time they stopped making them because there was something bad in them?
Well, they were made of fiberglass originally.
Oh.
But I think now the reproductions are made of some plastic that's safer.
So if you got any of those old ugly-ass chairs, those scoop chairs.
Ugly-ass.
And you've seen these like in DMVs and stuff even.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a picture in that in the place where they took them out.
Yeah.
In the council room. And it was all for the audience. So it was like 100 of them maybe or more. So they're having a blast out there in Ohio selling these. What a find for them.
What a find.
Yep.
Yeah,
well,
you can't assume anything's junk.
That's eBay Radio News for March 10th, 2015. Brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship.
Right,
now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know, there were some things that were made in the mid-century that are unparalleled in their style and comfort. So I'm not such a big fan of those scoop chairs, but I love those Time Warner office chairs that are still popular today. I think an original in good shape sells for $2,000 to $3,000.
Time Warner?
Yeah, if you look them up on eBay, you can find them. So they were originally built for, I believe, by I want to say Noel, for the Time Warner building in the 50s. And they're one of the original office chairs. But if you've ever sat in one, they're so comfy. And they're very stylish. And I would like to. I've always thought about having one of those. But I was thinking about it back when they were $200 or $300. I think I'm now really priced out of the market. But
it's hard to find a comfortable office chair.
Oh, it is.
It is.
You know, and in the early, in the late 90s into the early 2000s, those Aeron chairs were all the rage. And I never understood them. I had one specially ordered for me. You have to specially order them. But it's an extra wide. So it could accommodate my, you know, I have childbearing hips, so that was a good thing. But I've reached that age where sitting down is comfort enough. Who cares what's underneath you? Oh, look, a place to sit.
Yay.
Yes, I will do that.
So if you've got any of those ugly plastic-looking chairs out in your garage,
ass.
Please, ugly-ass chairs, put them on eBay. You're going to sell them. So, Griff, I teased you with it in the news, but I have an exciting announcement to make. It's something a lot of people are waiting to hear. Are you ready?
You're pregnant.
No. Oh, God.
Did I just
As I say, take me to a bridge.
Throw me in the river.
Exactly. So here's the button. Push. The button has been pushed. The first 25 people who register will get preferred seating for themselves and another attendee of their choosing. So they'll have the 50 seats right up front, the VIP seats. And I'm looking. Oh, that's so funny. Eight people have registered. They heard my news tease, and they knew where to go from last year. You go to ervegas.com. ER, that stands for eBay Radio, ervegas.com. You can register for the event. It's $175 for all 3 days, and the hotel rooms are $63, and you can register for both the rooms and the hotel rooms at ervegas.com. Now, let me tell you what happened with the hotel rooms this year, Griff. Vegas, every single hotel, the fee that they had, what they call the resort fee that they started charging some years back, it was $12, then it was $15, then it was $18. This year it's $25. And there's no way to get around it. And that does include your Wi-Fi in your room and entry into the gym. I mean, it does include some stuff. But we got it down to $63 plus. You're going to have to pay the room tax and also your $25 fee on top of that.
That's still a deal.
So it's still a deal in Vegas, no kidding.
And it's all deductible.
Every last penny of it.
For those of you who are deducting.
Yeah, because you're an eBay seller and you're allowed to deduct those. So there you have it, ervegas.com. We've got 9 people so far. Let me refresh my page. Yeah, 9 so far. Thank you, eBay sellers.
Well, we're off and running. This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet online community since 1999. Up next, the importance of branding, right here on eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.